I come from a background of life and work in both pre- and post-independence Africa, which I love, and before that, from the positive influence of a happy Indian childhood. I am proud of the immensity of British achievements in the Commonwealth and scornful of the preconceived and mostly ill-informed idea that as a nation we have something to be ashamed of. Beyond that, I feel that because of our experience and the way we are regarded, we have achieved more than we realize in helping the developing world to help itself. The Andaman story, however, does not fit into any historical stereotype. The British fail to understand or deal with hugely problematic issues there, and so do the Indians, who now control the islands. The background of my special interest in these remote islands in the Bay of Bengal lies in a five-generation family link and a connection with India that goes back to the days of the East India Company. Most memorably, my mother held me spellbound as a child in India with her tales of her own childhood on the islands, while my adult interest in the islands was reignited by my research for a book on our family's involvement with India. I read my late mother's memoir of her father, whose life and career culminated in his spending most of his last years in the Andamans acting as commissioner. I also read his two histories of the islands written after he had supervised the censuses of 1911 and 1921, and a collection of articles by my grandmother on life in the islands written more than a century ago for British and Indian periodicals. All the while, I found myself increasingly intrigued by accounts of a unique interaction between modern man and people who hated and feared civilization as represented by their British and then Indian occupiers. The depth of my interest grew as I came to understand that the indigenous attitude to the outside world was fully justified. External contact up to the present day has led to the extinction of 9 of the original 12 tribes for reasons I will explore. 2 of the tribes that survive relatively unaffected have virtually no contact with outsiders. The 3rd, of which a few still remain, has been reduced to a pitiful and humiliating state of dependency. All that I have read and heard has led me to fear for the future of these people. While most of us probably know nothing of them, I am convinced that the world would be immensely poorer for their disappearance. I have come to see that we have much to learn from them, and much more than they need learn from us. In many respects, such as the minimal impact their way of life has on the natural world, they are far above us. While modern man continues to destroy the environment, the Andamanese way of life is perfectly compatible with it. Among other things, this is a conservation issue that involves our own species. I hope fervently that the world will wake up quickly to its importance and that this book will play some part in hastening the process.